Central Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen has started his first term in Washington with an assignment that's significant to much of his congressional district. Sorensen's appointment to the House Agriculture Committee comes at a critical time. The clock is ticking to pass a new farm bill before the September deadline. Sorensen is a Democrat from Moline, whose district includes Rockford, Peoria, and part of Bloomington Normal. Sorensen tells Eric Stock it's vital Congress come to agreement on a way to help farmers and provide nutrition assistance.
When I think about the connection that Bloomington, Normal, Peoria have to Rockford and the Quad Cities, it's farming. It's agriculture. We feed the world. And you know, in the farm bill, you know, my job is to be the advocate for the farmers. I want to make sure that we put the right people at the table to make the decisions together. It won't be a decision that I make wholly. It's a decision that we make together. And we need bipartisanship on that. You know, I'm really, you know, optimistic, you know, especially going into the Agriculture Committee in a farm bill year that happens every 5 years, that we're going to be able to follow the data, follow the science, and make the best decisions that are going to affect our farm families for the next generation.
And a big part of the farm bill is nutrition and supplemental assistance. There's also a lot of protections for farmers. Are there particular areas that need more funding in your view? And are there any areas that you feel could be trimmed if it comes down to that?
Well, certainly we need to make sure that SNAP benefits remain in their entirety. I believe that we've got a great delegation in Congress from the state of Illinois. Myself with alongside Nikki Budzinski, Jonathan Jackson. And so we're going to be able to fight not only for the family farmers, but to make sure that food assistance remains in the farm bill, because we know that that's something that that members on the other side of the aisle want to cut. And we know that that's got to be taken off the table. You know, we also need to make sure that that we support, for instance, you know, a lot of our farmers are producing corn for ethanol. We have to make sure that E15 is able to be used all year round. But then it's taking it one step beyond that. And that's where, you know, not to jump too far ahead, Eric, but, you know, we need to make sure that the innovation is there for our farmers going forward, such that we're working with aviation companies to make sure that biofuels are being refined such that the standards are going up and up, so that the airline industry will accept biofuels. Because then as the demand for ethanol goes down, the demand for biofuels goes up, and then, you know, farmers can be more part of the solution.
And going back to SNAP benefits, advocates have asked Congress to separate SNAP employment and training from SNAP eligibility. They argue that it actually reduces benefits for the people who need them. Would you support additional funding to allow for that?
We need to make sure that the funding is connecting for the people that need it. I think that's first and foremost. And that's, you know, I think the way that we look at it today, the argument that we're going to have with folks on the other side. They just want to slash and cut from the budget. We need to make sure that the people that are struggling to make ends meet have what they need. And it is a government's role to make sure that we're providing for the people that need it. So as it's not just about creating opportunities, but as we're creating these opportunities, we got to bring people along. And as we bring people along, you know, I think that's an open and shut, you know, thing to look at.
Are you optimistic that a farm bill can be approved by the September deadline with a divided Congress?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to take a lot of hard work. You know, looking at the members on the committee, I see a great ability for us to work in a bipartisan manner. In fact, you know, I've already had substantive conversations with members on the other side of the aisle concerning some of the things that we talk about. And that's why, you know, as a meteorologist, as somebody who has studied science for the better part of my life, it's making sure that we're following the data and the science, and we're able to check the politics at the door. And I'm really optimistic, not only in my agriculture committee being a part here, but in the science committee, we'll be able to do that.
That was Central Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen with Eric Stock.